Gracias, vice.
Thank you, Vice President. Venezuela would like to welcome Brazil to the UPR. We are following with growing concern the human rights situation in the country, which has taken a step backwards by 20 years in eliminating ministerial status in the field of human rights. We voice deep concern at widespread corruption by the government, including the growing discrimination against indigenous and Afro-Brazilian minorities, as well as the sexual harassment of children, particularly on the street and in slums. We recommend, one, to adopt without delay urgent measures to curb torture, violence, death, serious overcrowding and degrading conditions in Brazil's prisons. Two, to stop the plans to freeze social expenditure for 20 years, which are incompatible with the international obligations of the country, with over 16 million people living in extreme poverty. Three, to take measures to curb violence, which has claimed the lives of over 5,000 women and has led to 500,000 sexual violations in the last year. To abstain from using violence and extrajudicial executions on the part of the security forces, particularly in the so-called war against drugs. And five, to re-establish democracy and the rule of law, which are vital for the full improvement of human rights infringed by the coup d'etat in the parliament against President Dilma Rousseff. Thank you very much.